Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. There is a space to the south of us, a space that, until last week, was filled with Barbara's enormous spirit. She was so settled there, truly in place. She belonged to it, and it belonged to her, a perfect fit. It's been only 18 months since we moved in next door to her on this marvelous stretch of South Rock Avenue, a stretch without sidewalks or fences, a stretch with birds and rabbits, ginkgos and oaks. But in those 18 months, we became steadfast friends. It happened quickly, and I have no idea why. She didn't make friends easily. It was magic, I think. There are no coincidences in the Driftless, so I guess it was meant to be. She had an artist's eye for everything. Beauty was essential. Order was demanded. She collected marvelous things throughout her life. She was a magnet for art and flowers and music. She was the enemy of superficial crassness. She disdained bullies and liars. She was classy. That's what Gary said. She was classy. Gary and Barbara had a professional relationship for a few years. He was, in effect, her gardener. Now, Gary is earthy and pugnacious, an 80-year-old Vietnam vet who still rides his bike all over town. They often butted heads in the years of their association. It was inevitable. They were so different from each other. We had a long talk with Gary a few days ago, and he told some of his Barbara stories. He was in rare form that day, and we were enthralled. He finished his tales by naming the collection The Duchess and the Gardener. I like that. She asked us to lunch a few months after we moved into our place next door. A pretty table setting and wonderful food were presented to us, and we fell into an easy, meandering conversation that ranged from her childhood to the current political divisions. And then she said, "You're the first guest, besides my family, that I've had at my table in all the years that I've been here." We were stunned. Flattered, to be sure, and stunned. How could such an intelligent, thoughtful, generous woman not have a house full of company on a regular basis? We never asked the question, and we're too smart to speculate. She was weak from years of health battles. She had conditions on top of conditions. Fragility was particularly difficult for this woman who loved to walk. In the short time we knew her, there were a series of setbacks that occurred on an increasingly regular basis. She overcame so many obstacles that some of us started to think of her as indestructible. She wasn't, of course, no one is. But she would walk when she could, balancing on the arm of the incredible Tanya, Barbara's steadfast caregiver. If the day was warm enough and the breezes gentle, she would walk. I think that her smile was at its brightest on those walks. I think she was happy and grateful and proud that she could still do it. We loved seeing the two of them inch down Rock Avenue. It meant that we still had our friend next door. But nothing is forever, is it? As many escapes as she pulled off, the streak had to end. She knew she was dying. She knew it would be soon. And she was ready. Her incredible gang of women, her sister, her daughter, and her daughters, her precious Tanya, all took part in the conversation. The conversation that too many of us fail to have, the conversation in which a good death is laid out. Typical of Barbara, the only thing she was unsure of was if her leaving would be okay with the girls. In the fashion of loving mothers everywhere, Barbara was taking care of her family, even in her death. The next time you see Erica and the girls, remember that you are looking at great women who did the finest work of their lives when it mattered most. Barbara left us on the evening of September 28th. Her death was peaceful. She finally found the rest that eluded her for so long. It was Barbara's request that, in lieu of any memorial service, you take a walk and listen to the birds. That was Barbara. Rest well, sweet friend. I loved you, and I will love you always and forever.